Hello and welcome. This is a another co-host takeover, spooky edition. I am yours truly, Gabriela Montez, also known aka Sarah. What's up? How's it doing? Are you all breaking free? Just Gabriela Montez in the studio.
We're breaking free.
Soaring, flying. And I'm also here with my other hostesses with the mostesses. Let them introduce themselves. Let's get it cracking.
What's up? It's the Hogwarts hottie here, also known as Ali'i. Swish and flick, motherfuckers.
What's up, everyone? Number five here from Codename Kid Next Door. You already know. AKA Alyssa. Hi, what's up?
Hi, I'm Elle Woods, and I'm holding Bruiser Woods. We're both Gemini vegetarians. Thank you very much. I'm also known as Brandy.
Now that we have all introduced ourselves, let's run intro music.
My hoops in today.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hole. So welcome back to Brown Sugar Hour. We are excited for this episode because it is something, pretty fun. This is our first holiday on the podcast. So yeah,
Oh, wow.
so we are gonna, get all spooky and whatnot, talk about all things Halloween. We're gonna get into a big part of Halloween. Not candy or trick-or-treating, not just yet, but we're gonna talk about costumes. So, as a child, my family would never buy costumes. We would always like DIY costume, like try to find whatever we had in our houses and just like put something together. And I feel like that kind of was like a common thing with like Asian families.
Yes, exactly. We never bought like a full set costume. Like, we might buy little things to make one, like to put one together, but never like just a pre-packaged little costume. Yeah, we never got one.
Us either.
If I think I've
anything,
only done that once.
I think I've done it a couple of times, but I think if anything, we bought like the main pieces from the store and we made all of the accents.
Everything else, right? I like remember from my childhood having like homemade costumes by like my grandma. It was just, I would have like a dress or something and she would sew like jewels or she would glue stuff. And one year I was like, I was an angel multiple years because it was just easier to do. But I have no memory of ever going to like one of those Halloween stores and yeah, buying pre-packaged Halloween costumes.
I loved going to Party City and looking, but we couldn't afford to get them.
She couldn't afford. They were
I would
so
look
expensive.
yes, and there were such knockoff versions. Like
Yeah,
you
they're
could
so cheap
use,
looking.
yeah. I don't get it. I don't get how that's so expensive.
That's so true. What were some of your guys' like favorite childhood costumes that you have worn?
My favorite was when I was McDonald's French fries. Literally my favorite. I don't know who picked it. Not me, at least I don't think.
Wait, that's so
I
cute.
could ask
But
my
I love
parents.
it though. Your
I
French
have a
fries.
picture somewhere. It's those like foam ones, you know how it's,
Oh, right.
yeah.
I know what you're talking
You
about
just
now.
pull it over.
I have this one Minnie Mouse dress that was probably one of the only ones that was bought as the set, but I just remember feeling so cute and it was just like a little one. Oh, it might have been like a dress look, but it was actually a romper, I think.
Oh,
But yeah,
that's kind of
I don't
nice.
know. And it was when I had like my like really short hair with straight bangs and my little mini ears
Oh, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
and like
I've
all
seen
white
those
shoes.
photos. And then I think my favorite, I think I mentioned this in another podcast. My mom like sewed me like a cheerleading outfit, and it was just a pink little like leotard tutu from my ballet classes, and she sewed like the letter B on top and then got me pom-poms. So like I was a cheerleader for Halloween. Or I do remember, I think it was like the last time I've ever went trick-or-treating, and it was just me and my brother. We went, and for some reason I didn't have any costume, and it was so last minute, so I got a plain white t-shirt and I drew like question marks all over it in like markers that like bled through the t-shirt. And I had my hair like all crazy, like, you know, like Wacky Hair Wednesday or whatever. Yeah. And I called myself a confused girl.
Oh my God. Like, so random. Creativity.
So random, but like, it was so last minute. And we, because I'm not a Halloween person, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah. We wanted to go out and go get candy and stuff. So I was like, okay, let me just put this on. And like, my brother already had a costume because. I feel like boys are easy to shop for Halloween.
They're so easy to shop for.
You can just get them like a mask and make them wear all black and bam, they're a spooky, scary thing. And they
enjoy themselves.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, if you look at us, I feel like girls are so picky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like we also feel like we need to go all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't be just simple.
Speaking of going all out, we went to a university in the state of Arizona. And if you've seen, like, these little cute photos of these college girls who are, like, space cowboys and, like, full-on, like, looking like $100 costume type, that was full out. Us four, we are still the DIY.
Balling on a budget.
We were scavenging for different items just to put together one thing.
We shared costumes. What was like some one costume in college that you were like, this costume is the best one I've ever worn?
Oh, Spice Girls.
Yeah, I want to say Spice Girls.
Like, maybe I bought my outfit. My outfit wasn't like, if I was just standing alone, no one would know who I am and it wouldn't be great. But in the group, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I feel like only my outfit you could definitely tell, but it was because like I literally bought. I was Ginger Spice, so I literally bought the British flag dress for that.
Good thing Brandy wore that dress, because if she didn't wear that dress and she wore just like kind of a random, like, you know, blue or red dress, you would literally not tell like who we were. There's five of us, but I think it really like added to the group that Brandy had worn that
dress. Yeah. Yo, I was stressing to find my dress.
I remember.
Not my dress. My skirt.
Yes, because it didn't come in.
Yes, my costume was running late. So I was like, what the heck am I supposed to do? So we were going from store to store to store. Like, thanks, Brandy. You're the bomb.
Was I driving? I love
the fact that we had a car. Yeah, I think you were. Or was it Sarah? What? Somebody was driving. But thank you to both of you for having a car. Yeah, and we found a skirt at Costco. What the?
Target.
We found a skirt at Target. Wasn't that like a matching jacket? I don't even know. But we found the skirt and it just so happened it was the only size that they had, and it was a small, which fits me perfectly. And yo, I was so scared that I was gonna mess up the whole vibe because I didn't have anything else pink, or at least Baby Spice-esque.
It
worked out perfectly. I used Sarah's turtleneck, her white turtleneck, and then we just tied my hair up in the cute little mini pigtails at the top.
I was Posh Spice, so my costume, I literally straightened my hair, black dress, black shoes, very posh. So if I literally was by myself, you'd be like, what the hell is this girl wearing?
Yeah, you were wearing your Vegas dress.
I was wearing my Vegas dress, yeah. I just remember walking around, I was like, something's about to pop out somewhere.
It was also freezing.
It was either my kuka or my boobs. It was going to be something, but nothing, thankfully, popped out saw.
It was freezing. I was in a sports bra.
Yeah, all of us were walking. And I remember I had heels on, and I was like, yeah, we got to hurry up. I'm cold.
Yeah, I was wearing the boots, and we actually had to walk pretty far.
Oh, my God. Alyssa.
Oh, the French fry.
Alyssa just showed us a picture of her French fry costume, and it is freaking adorable. We were the type of girls in college to put on whatever we had and tried, and obviously didn't spend, like, minimal money. And then we would put on a costume and be like, oh, you know, I'm a greaser girl.
Yeah. You brought the cat ears, and we literally passed it around one, like, every day or whatever.
Yeah, I bought cat ears from Dollar Tree.
We would just wear all black and then put something on our head.
Yeah.
Walk out the door. Boom. That's a costume.
Oh. And then I remember the one time we had, like, our cheetah coat, and we went to wherever. Tyler's.
Yeah, it was
Tyler. I don't know. It was Tyler. Yeah, we also had, for some reason, we had cheetah coats too, because style.
Wasn't a Halloween party, though, was
it? No, it was on Christmas time, I thought.
Oh.
Or was I just wearing...
Yeah.
I was wearing reindeer antlers.
Oh, wait. I think we that for fun because we're cool like that.
Mm. Alyssa, you were there because Kama was there.
I know. Yeah, I know I was there. Okay. One outfit that... Or group outfit that we did, but it didn't really pull through, was when we did the girls trip and we bought wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh my god.
The wigs did not work out. Yeah. At least for us. Yeah. It didn't work out. But for Brandy, it was perfect.
Yeah. I think I'll let you with
Brandy
home.
Matched that pink wig.
Yeah, I was home.
Okay, we were on the buying the wigs trend before it became a trend because we're doing Girls Trip, the movie, and in 2018. So, like, way before, you know how, like, buying the wigs is, like, a trend now?
Yeah.
So I got a pink wig because obviously it's my favorite color. I think Sarah got purple.
Alyssa had a purple one.
Had blue?
I have a picture. I had blue, and then
Kayla had green.
Kayla had green. We looked like Oompa Loompas, to be honest.
They were so, like, stringy. They were not full at all. And I have a lot of hair.
So bad.
I have so much hair. Just did not work.
A wig would not have been able to cover my hair.
Mm-mm. Unless you got, like, not the bob kind. Maybe, like, the long one. Like, the long-colored ones.
Another costume that didn't work out, but we all spent money on, was when we tried to be, like, construction workers.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we even buy any?
Oh, we did.
We returned that.
No, we didn't. I couldn't find my receipt.
I don't think I found mine either.
Maybe I didn't return it then.
I think you did, Sarah.
But then when we put on the outfits, we were like, this looks disgusting. Like, why did we think this was a great idea?
We got, like, the great value vests, honestly.
What do you guys think about, like, the slut culture around dressing like a slut girl or a hoe? Like, because you know what they say.
Acceptable. I just got too much extra love around me that it won't look cute, you know?
What are you talking about?
I'm not, like, a size 2, you know, like that.
Yeah, bro.
I wouldn't be confident with my, like, little extra chubby chubbies around hanging out. And, like, well, that's a lie because some of my shirts that I did wear a little scandy.
Tits out.
But, you know, like, my butt cheek out. Like, I don't think I could do that.
To me, there's some stuff that I really would never leave the house in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not my style, and I don't think that it's tasteful in my opinion. And it's, like, it kind of sucks that people, like, have this thing, like, oh, during Halloween, you have to dress a certain way because, like, you can.
The sole purpose is to look slutty.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
It could be anything. Like, you just slap that word in front of anything.
Literally.
And then you dress skimpy and then throw on the ears to, like, solidify that you're that thing.
Yeah.
When you're looking at costumes in the store or online, it's like sexy this, sexy that, and it's just smaller versions of it.
Like, sexy nurse or like
the and it's like the tiniest. It's like the tiniest freaking costumes ever. And I'm not saying don't wear them, but, like, don't feel the need to dress to that way.
I was just gonna say, in no way shaming girls who choose to do that. Love your body, do whatever you want. Like, the focus is more so on the fact that girls think they need to.
I think if, like, the party was, like, the theme was to dress like a sexy something, then, like, I probably would dress that way. Yeah. But, like, if it was just, I don't know, like a random, I don't know. I feel like it also depends on, like, the situation, like where you're going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The vibe.
Exactly. So the thing is that, like, if you know that you're not going to feel comfortable, like, say all of your friends are going out and they're wearing little, like, sexy firefighter, sexy whatever, whatever. And, like, you don't necessarily want to be, like, a sexy version of something and you just rather be, like, fucking Harry Potter. Like,
like a cuter version.
Yeah. You know? Just, like, do it. Like, it shouldn't matter. And if your friends shame you for not wearing something slutty, then they are not, like, they're not the friends that you need.
I feel like the funny costumes just make it, like, the night or, like, the party or whatever more fun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I'm, like, dressed up like, I don't know, like, Dora the Explorer, like, I think that would be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I don't know, like, a funny costume.
Yeah, I love when people commit to costumes.
Exactly.
To different characters.
Yeah.
I love that so much. it makes me appreciate them even more because they really put thought into it. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a slice of bread with jelly on it, go find yourself another slice of bread with peanut butter.
I'll be your peanut butter, girl. I'll be your peanut butter.
For real.
Find someone who's going to show up as a deviled egg on your French toast.
Those are my favorite ones when they have double meanings. They're hilarious. The puns, that's what they're called.
I just love group costumes in general. If somebody comes, like, as a funny group, like, I live for that. I love that.
One time in high school, there was a group of, like a group of guys. They're all, like, best friends and stuff. And then there was a larger boy, and they made him be Fat Albert, and they were, like, all Fat Albert's friends.
I like that.
Yeah, it was literally the funniest. Like, I thought they were the best, like, group costume that I've saw while in, like, high school and stuff.
That's amazing.
So that was funny, yeah.
See, like, that's what's tight about Halloween. Like, people get so creative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of, like, creativity and, you know, spooky feelings and whatever, what are, like, some spooky activities that you love doing around this time? Or, like, if you haven't done it in a while, obviously, but...
We painted pumpkins.
Oh. I did that, too. Mm-hmm. First time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, really? Actually, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually carve, but we just bought, like, small ones, and we painted them. That was fun. But I think my biggest one is Halloween movies, like, more than anything else. Mm-hmm. It's, like, that vibe, because that's what gets me into the spirit.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, like, super sad. Like, I thought I would be more into Halloween movies right now, but, like, I haven't watched, like, the Halloween classics, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, me neither, not yet.
Yeah, like, I feel just... like...
I just like, what is finished all me? The Halloween towns.
Yeah, I didn't even do that yet.
I haven't even watched the first one yet.
Me too. I need to get on it. I just think because all the seasons are just meshing together for me. So I don't feel like we're in Halloween season right now. I put together this outfit in less than a day because I was like,
me too.
I have no idea what I want to be. It doesn't even feel like Halloween. It's going right over my head. Yeah, I
bought this Harry Potter scarf for fun.
I thought you really did just buy it for yourself.
Oh, I did.
I was like, oh, it's just Halloween.
And then we decided to dress up. And I was like, oh my God, I have my scarf.
Perfect. Sorry, going back to the pumpkin stuff too. Like, my family, we've always either painted or draw on pumpkins.
Really?
Because my family are very, like, against, like, bugs and shit like that, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, you know how it rots? The pumpkin can rot and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I never carved a pumpkin until I went to college.
Wow!
Yes. This weekend, my niece is sleeping over, and I told her we'll carve pumpkins.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, because I bought her a little pumpkin today, and I have two big ones that I gotta carve for work.
Carving pumpkins is, like, something that we used to do all the time when I was a kid, and then, you know, throughout the years, it was, like, here and there.
Yeah.
But most recently, we painted pumpkins because it was just, we didn't want to deal with all of the guts and the guts.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really like painting pumpkins as much as I like carving them.
It's different. You can, like, do stuff with the seeds as, like, and then, like, have it, like, instantly instead of, like, having to wait after, like.
Yeah. And my dad, one year, he made the eyes, like, kind of, like, scrunch up. And made the mouth just, like, one big circle and made the seeds spill out and then put a beer next to it.
Oh,
like,
cute.
He was, like, throwing up. Like, all
yeah. Dude, that's funny.
Hello, pumpkin.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
But I also just love the look of the candle in the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Like, when with the lights off. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've never bobbed for apples.
Really?
What?
Yeah, wait, I've done that, like, as a kid, and, like, it's pretty fun. So we did, like, bobbing for apples, and then there's always tying a donut to a string and, like, hanging it up.
I've never been to a pumpkin patch.
What?
Wait, ever?
Not even in Flag?
Nope.
OMG. Wait, you can go to the Waimanala one. It's $10. I think it's open.
Oh, yeah. I saw a girl's TikTok about it.
I saw it, too.
But then everyone was commenting that it was closed. So I don't know. I'm gonna look. I mean, I might have gone when I was younger, but not, like, no time that I can actually remember.
Have you gone to, like, the haunted plantation and stuff?
No.
I've never.
Really?
I've
never been.
Yeah.
Well, I hate scary stuff, and I got dragged to
do that. My parents
were
always, like, strict about going out, but then also never wanted to take us. So I never went with friends, and I never went with my family.
Oh. Yeah. I think one year we went, me and my brother Aaron, and then we went with our parents. My mom and dad came. And then my cousin and her family came. So, like, all my aunties and stuff. My brother's friend, Daniel, like, his best friend and his family came. So we all went together as a group, and my mom's going to hate me for saying this, but she got so scared that she'd herself. But, like, yeah, that was funny. And then my auntie got so scared that she accidentally, she was trying to gather all of, like, me and my cousins, like, all the kids, like, to a one area, and she accidentally gathered a worker, like, a scary person. So she grabbed the scary person, pulled him in, but when she turned and saw it was a scary person, she screamed and punched him.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, my reflexes are to fight.
Yeah. So,
like, that's why I feel like if somebody scares me, I'm gonna, like, try to swing. And that's why I don't, like, go to haunted, like, mazes and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, have Universal Studios, they do that, like, haunted whatever.
I want to go. That would seems so swing. Fun.
Those ones look so scary.
I would try to swing or pee myself. Like, it's, there's no in between.
Dude, that's exactly why I've never gone with Tom and Lee, because I'm afraid that he is going to do exactly that.
Well, this year you guys can do the car one.
The drive-through.
It sold out before we
could
buy
tickets. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been. My family is just not a big fan of scary things. So it's fine. Like, I'm not against that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of scary things. They're not a fan of scary things. I just never felt the need to go. And no one's going to take me anyways if they're not a fan of it.
The thing is, I love scary stuff. So I'm surprised I've never gone.
Yeah, I don't like scary things. I just get dragged into doing everything. And I don't want to feel left out. So I go.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm older, I'd love to go. That seems like so much fun. I'm in a good mindset to be able to go. Because I'm like, they're not real.
Yeah.
But when I was little, I was like, heck to the no.
Still to this day, I don't care to go. But on this, so this episode is coming out on the 26th. And on the 25th, the day before, which is going to be a Sunday, I'm going to, like, this drive-through little haunted whatever maze.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end is, like, a drive-in movie.
Oh, cute.
And the movie that I'm seeing is Carrie. And I'll be watching those.
The old one. Oh, that's
both of them.
Creepy.
Both of them. I watched both of them.
Yeah.
I don't be watching those.
I've never watched it.
Funny story. I watched the new Carrie, and I didn't know that it was supposed to be scary. So,
when I was watching it,
I'm crying because it's hilarious. When I was watching it, I was like, well, this is kind of weird. And I was just like, maybe it's just like a weird kind of like, because I'm a fan of Chloe Grace Moretz. So I was like, okay. I love her. I'm going to watch this movie. And I didn't know it was a remake. I didn't know it was a scary movie. I get more towards where she's doing her little magic stuff. And I'm freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh. And then the blood during the thing, I was like, oh my god, I don't want to watch the ending, but I want to know what happens in the end. So I ended up forcing myself to watch it, but I was scarred because I just wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, good luck, Sarah.
I'm so scared. Like, I'm okay with, like, the first drive-in part, like the drive-through part. Like, I'm expecting that it's just gonna be, you know, like, cool or whatever. And then right when we get to the movie, I feel like I'm just gonna, like, try to force myself to go to sleep because I heard the original one is scary.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll leave you, like, nodding your head aggressively. And that's why I'm so scared. I hate scary movies. So we'll see how this goes. But trick-or-treating, though, like, trick-or-treating is the best thing to Halloween, in my personal opinion. Like, getting candy and, like, doing that little trade with your cousins or your, like, siblings when you collect all the candy. That's my favorite part. Dump it all out on the floor, and then you pretend like you're playing poker or something. Be like, give me that for this.
Our middle pile was the free game pile, we don't want pile.
A lot of Whoppers up in there.
Oh, hell yeah. Whoppers for me, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, oh, I love Twizzlers.
Crunch, banana Laffy Taffy.
Those are so good. What is wrong with you? Were you guys ever, like, a pillowcase kind people, or were you, like, a cute little bucket?
I was we've had pillowcases just because we couldn't really afford, like, the, I don't know, times was hard.
Yeah, I was a plastic bag girl.
Yeah, we had a plastic bag or paper bag, you know.
I was sometimes always, like, a pillowcase girl because my mentality going into it was, like, if I had one of those buckets, I wouldn't be able to get as much candy as I would if I had a pillowcase.
Right. Oh. I think that's where my parents got me a bucket. All of us a bucket, because it limits us to everything that we can have.
Exactly. And then once it's full, like, mm-hmm. you're done.
Yeah, that's it. I would get buckets. I don't think I ever use a pillowcase because that's too much room. One time, I think I tried to get away with using a backpack because that could hold a lot.
Yeah.
You know where you hold a backpack in front of you, yeah, and you're just like, trick-or-treat.
You just like open trick-or-treat, drop it in. Yeah, it's smart.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a full-on costume because your bag is covering your whole thing. And you're just be like, yeah. Oh, I'm just like something. Make something
Diary
up.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
I vividly remember one year I was with my cousins and I was young and we were going trick-or-treating. We would open the trunk of the car. One of my aunties or my mom or my other cousin, they would drive very slow and we would just like jump out, jump back in, jump out, wow. jump back in. This is like at a time, you know, when you go to like quote unquote nice like areas, yes. they'd be like, they have the big candy bars. Like we have to go to this area because they have the big chocolates. That was our mentality, like always trick-or-treating. Like we wanted to go to the best places. But now looking back, I literally don't think we ever really got full-size candy because I just don't know who would do, like as a parent, fun size is cheaper. I don't know. That's just me thinking.
And you
about
get
it.
More. Did you guys like candy corn?
No.
No. What does candy corn taste like?
I have no idea.
It's just super sweet.
I think it's just like straight up sugar. Just like
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's just super sweet. It's a sweet candy that's apparently the candy of Halloween.
Do you know why candy corn is called candy corn?
Oh, I did see that.
Like when it's stacked up, it looks like a corn on a cob.
Yes, I did see
that. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until this year when I saw that little picture.
Like you put it around in the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why it's, like, the Halloween candy, because, like, corn is, like, harvested around this time, I guess. I don't know.
What candies made you so happy? Like, what were those candies for you? Mine were Butterfingers, Almond Joy, if anyone splurged for those.
Oh, I love those.
Lemonhead.
I forgot about Lemonheads.
Yeah, I love M&M's, so plain or peanut is good for me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Nerds. I liked Nerds.
Oh, yep.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, everyone loves a Twix and a Kit Kat, so, like, those don't really count. But, yeah.
And, like, Whoppers and the other stuff is, like, the stuff
Whoppers,
you want to
Whoppers, Twizzlers in the middle pile, not for me.
See, I will go for the Whoppers. I would push away the Butterfingers because I don't like things. Because I don't like getting them stuck in my teeth.
Yes.
They taste,
that's a hassle.
Amazing. But I just, I don't want to deal with that.
Peanut butter cups. I love those.
Reese's. That is my chocolate. I always get Reese's.
I love that.
Kit Kat, Twix, Three Musketeers, love those. 100 grand, love.
Interesting. You like all the weird candy.
I like more chocolate than I do candy.
I'm more of a candy person versus a chocolate person. If I found a pack of Twizzlers, like the thicker Twizzlers, the one that's like goes in two and it's like wrapped in the clear one, if you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, next.
Those are so good. I love Twizzlers. I love Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids, Lemon Heads.
Those Warheads.
Warheads.
Those are my favorite.
Anything sour, I mess with so heavy.
I liked Smarties, like the Jolly Ranchers. Like if you got Jolly Rancher.
I love a Jolly Rancher.
Like Laffy got, like, Taffy's.
Or a Blow Pop.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Pops. I like Tootsie Pops and the Jolly Rancher Lollipops.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Those are good.
I don't know. I wasn't a huge candy person back then as I am now.
Give me Reese's or the milk carton of Whoppers. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's disgusting,
bro. The milk carton.
Oh, man.
My taste right now would be either a Twix or a Kit Kat. Yeah.
I had a Kit Kat the other day, though, and I was like, this low-key tastes like cardboard.
You have to eat it like Courtney.
That's how I eat them.
Me too. That's going to take so long. I just want to eat it.
Yeah.
We want to do...
you know.
Well, this concludes our first half. So come back, because the second half is quite the trick and the treat.
just keep listening. You don't have to come back. You don't have to leave. Just keep listening. Just gonna play the music again.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be here. You're gonna be here. We're just gonna play we're gonna play the break music, and then we're all gonna come back together.
Okay.
Kisses to my bitches. are back. It is me, Gabrielle Montez, and we're all in this together. And I'm
what the? Love the commitment, but what?
I am committed. I am committed to my character.
Yeah, to Stanford.
I am. God, check me out, bro. Anyways, we have a new guest. Elle Woods had to return because she has a test in Harvard to step in her place.
Me, Sharpay Evans.
I want fabulous.
That is my simple request. It's with out with that. The old and in with the new.
Oh, you
goodbye,
are.
Goodbye, clouds of gray. Oh. Hello, skies of blue.
Two High School Musical cast members are here. Do we have any more cast members?
We have Hogwarts Hottie back again, but it's period two now. We are in PE.
Working out.
Fitness. She's my witness. Ooh! I keep them boys out. Rock, rock.
And we are here still with number five.
Yes.
With me taking over this episode, I thought it was appropriate to pick the most random, weird Halloween quizzes. It's very in character for me. We're taking two, and the first one is
the weirdest quiz I've ever taken.
I opened it up not expecting it.
Well, not the quiz part, just my results.
The answer. Yeah, mine was weird too. This Mean Girls quiz will give you an oddly specific sexy Halloween costume. In this quiz, it just like asked us like who would we party with. Obviously, I picked Karen because duh.
I picked Gretchen.
Me too. Wieners.
Yeah.
I picked Karen.
Duh. Okay. Throughout the quiz, it was like weird, like Mean Girls questions. Oh, but I do want to ask before we find out what sexy specific costume we would wear. What costume would you guys rather wear? Regina's, Gretchen's, Katie's, or Karen's?
I said Gretchen.
I put Karen.
I put Karen.
I also put Karen.
Okay, wait, who did you put for someone to trick or treat with? Damian. It was Janet.
I put Damien too.
I knew we all would.
Alyssa, what is your sexy costume?
Mine is a sexy water bottle that has been sitting forgotten in your room for 6 months. Oh,
that's gosh. Not mine.
It's not?
No.
Oh. It's a look and a bold statement about recycling.
Oh my god.
I can see it though, Loki.
Look at the picture. It's a freaking girl in a water bottle costume. Wow. And she has the peace signs up. If that's not me, then what?
I think we got the same thing.
We might have.
I got a
sexy probably
corn on a cob.
So did I.
Did you get that, Ali?
No, I didn't. I guess we go.
Okay.
So, Brandy, the sexy corn on a cob. Everyone want to take a bite out of you.
And it's like a girl dressed in a very shitty, like, corn on the cob costume. And she's like,
her head is just peeking through. Yes. You can tell that they just took the picture and just stuck it on the corn.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally hilarious, but now I feel like I'm going to be corn on the cob for Halloween. Like, period.
What'd you get, Ali?
I got a sexy dead house plant that you keep forgetting to water. So, fuck BuzzFeed, pretty much.
You're a dead plant.
I'm a dead plant. Oh my gosh. It says, a costume that's scary and sexy. What more could you ask for? And here's the picture.
Oh my god. Whoever made a dead plant. Whoever made these quizzes, like, and then curated the pictures.
Poorly photoshopped?
Yes. If anybody wants to hang out with two sexy corn on the cobs, a sexy water bottle, and a sexy dead plant, hit us up.
Apparently, I'm thirsty.
I'll be here.
Okay, so the second quiz we took was also very strange, but it says,
I like my answer.
This is sort of spooky, but we know which Halloween candy matches your personality based on the Halloween images you choose. We talked about in the first half what our favorite Halloween candies are. Let's just see if it is actually accurate. And the photos were, like, random, like, pick your favorite animal, pick your favorite haunted house, pick your favorite sign.
Halloween aesthetic.
Yeah, that's, like, what it basically was. Pick your favorite skeleton. Like, that's just, it was just a whole bunch of random photos. For mine, I am very happy with my answer. I got sour gummy worms.
I didn't.
Same!
Wait, did we all get sour gummy worms?
I didn't.
Oh. Okay, so the description for sour gummy worms is, you're feisty, original, and bold. You're the kind of person who's not afraid to tell it like it is. You can be a little sour at times, big facts, but it doesn't take you long to show off your sweet side. You're truly the life of the party.
Why the fuck am I not sour gummy worms?
Why, what are you?
I'm Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which I'm not mad at. But, no! But the description of the gummy worms is way better. Not that this one is bad, but I just don't think it fits me. It's, you're popular, intense. Okay, true and true. And adventurous, not true. You love trying new things and getting out of your comfort zone. You know how to have a good time. You're a free spirit. I do know how to have a good time, but I don't like getting out of my comfort zone.
Wait, you don't think you're adventurous?
No, I don't think so. I don't like to try new things a lot of times. Because, okay. I overthink the repercussions, the, consequences, and, yeah.
Now that we finished our quizzes and you know what sexy costumes we'll be wearing and what candy we are, we're going into by far my favorite part of this episode, and it is that we are picking costumes for each other. So each of us picked costumes for everyone, and it's not like one person specifically, it's all of us. I feel like we should go like person by person.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we can start with me. I'm gonna say the one that I picked for myself.
Yeah, okay.
And then you guys can say the ones. Everybody knows this. If you don't own the podcast now, you're gonna find out. I refer to myself as a toad. All of the time. So I would either, and my most used emoji is a caterpillar. I would either pick myself to be a toad or a caterpillar. That's what I would pick for myself.
Dead ass, I have toad in my thing for you. Ass. I have two for you.
The thing that I literally call myself a toad all the time. I'll look at myself and be like, ugh, I look like a toad.
Which is not true for all the listeners out there.
It's not
true. She's not a toad.
Like, you know how you have, days where you're just, you don't, you just, look gross or weird? And, you just be like, some people say, I look like trash or I look like other things. I always say I look like a toad.
Yeah, she's specific. She's a toad.
Mm-hmm. I always use caterpillar emojis. So I feel like I would be, a caterpillar as well.
Playing a saxophone.
Playing a saxophone. Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
Kayla's, what did you, because you already got one. What was your other option? The toad.
My other one was a hippie costume. So I was thinking of the clear colored glasses with her hair half up, half down, and then a bandana top that's kind of psychedelic-y looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's it's not tie-dye, but you can see the different colors still. Mm-hmm. And then high-waisted flared out jeans.
I mess with it.
Because she wants to be a hippie in a time in her life.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. Okay, I can see that. Something I would do. I definitely have flared jeans.
I have two. I'll start with the one that isn't my favorite. For some reason, I was thinking Key from Outer Banks because you give me that vibe.
I've never seen that show, so I don't.
What?
I don't see the relation.
I don't know why you watched it.
Yeah,
I think I just assumed we all did. But okay, well then, good thing I have a second one. Flavor Flav.
hell yes, I want to be Flavor Flav.
Like a
hail
big clock.
Yes. Hail to the yes.
Yes,
I want to be Flavor Flav.
Oh my gosh,
he is my man. You know, the listeners, you already know I'm obsessed with him. I DM him often. He never responds. I watch his Instagram lives of him playing drums for 20 minutes. He doesn't respond. But it's okay. I love him. I support him.
I just went off of color. So I said you would either be Trixie.
Cute. I actually do want to be her one year.
You would love the color. He can be Timmy.
Oh, love that.
He wasn't as kid. No one understands.
Anyways, the second option would be, is it Yzma?
Oh, oh my god.
Kronk?
Yeah.
That would be such a good Yzma.
Why do we even have that lever? Kronk?
I thought that would be really funny.
Oh my god, I love them all. Those are great. I love Yzma.
Who's next? We can do me.
Okay, what did you pick for yourself, Brad?
So I went with comedy with this one. So
okay.
I would either be Mrs. Trunchbull
Oh from my gosh.
Matilda.
Oh
my
god. Yes. But in her 1972 Olympic outfit where she's wearing all her shotgun and all that shit. Shot put, yeah. And then my other option, this is a recreation of someone's costumes for the person, but it would be Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
In the role of playing in, is it The Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids.
Yes, The mm-hmm. Bridesmaids, where she plays that, like, the funny, eccentric late girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, with the dogs.
With all the puppies, the golden retriever puppies. And then she falls in love with the airplane. You know, like, the security guy, like, the undercover security on top of the airplane?
Undercover security guy.
Yeah. Anyways, I would be Melissa McCarthy.
Oh my god, that'd be so funny. I could just, like, imagine you with all those stuffed dogs.
Just or real ones.
Or real ones.
I'll just rent, like, rent 10 golden ducks. Retrievers.
For Brandy, I also have two.
Okay.
I'm going to say the one that I like the least, and then I'm going to say the one I like the best.
Okay.
So, the first one that I like but I don't like as much is Harry Styles.
Oh, you know, I was going to be him for tonight.
High-waisted white pants, pink shirt, pearls.
Bam.
Period.
Iconic.
Truly.
Wow, you don't like that one as much? Okay, let's see what the second one then.
The second one, I really kind of want you to be Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I was low-key, like, thinking about that as, like, a group.
Yeah.
Like, wait. I thought that would be so fun.
That's so fun. Okay, wait. I'll tell you why it's funny.
That's a classic.
I pick Scooby-Doo because Brandy loves dogs.
Love.
And, like,
love Scooby,
I feel like,
actually, too.
Yeah, exactly. So then I feel like if we were to be...
Wait, that'd be so cute.
Yeah, if we were supposed to be, like...
The gang,
I would pick you as Scooby-Doo.
Raj.
Without a doubt.
I would accept that.
Yeah, I like Scooby-Doo a lot. But Harry Styles is, like, one of Brandy's go-tos, like that... She can do that so easy.
I can do that in real life. That
probably yeah, exactly be my what everyday. I'm saying. But that's why I was like, Scooby-Doo has
cute,
to
cute, I love that.
Okay, that's mine.
Mine for Brandy, the first one, was Mama Shark. And make your nieces the baby shark.
Oh my god, aww. I love that.
And then the second one, inspired by the wigs, was to be Lola. From Hannah Montana. Like, not Lola. Lily. Not Lily, but Lola.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Like, I like that.
Tons of random then you can wear... layers with, like,
yes.
And all your patterns. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, big jewelry and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to get, you know...
And a headband.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Wow. Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. Why do I say very good?
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
For me, I have two. So the first one is just like a random one that I saw. And I was like, oh my gosh, I kind of want to be it for myself. But it's Miss Universe. And it's basically you with, you're wearing a little sparkly like dress. Oh. And it has planets on it. And then
oh
you have
my
a
God.
Crown. And you have a full on bouquet of flowers. And you're like.
Oh my God.
Planet.
That's definitely an Alyssa Lee costume. Like that's so corny. Like I
it's like a punny classic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can see you wearing that, Alyssa, because you can be like, "I'm a hilarious Aquarius, Miss Universe."
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much, Miss Universe. okay.
Cute though.
And then
I think I'll just do that because of the sparkly dress.
Yeah. It's like a black sparkly dress, super cute. Oh, then the second one is I had a space cowgirl. So I was thinking like neon pink colors. So
yes, very my color.
A sparkly cowgirl hat with these pink mesh kind of long gloves with then, you know, silver looking shorts
yeah.
and a shirt and a top.
Cute.
And then your cowgirl boots.
I low-key would be that too.
Space cowboy.
Actually high-key.
They're very interesting to me. Like who thought of that? Like who thought of a space cowgirl.
I wonder if it came from like a movie or something.
They're so popular though.
Yeah. It's like a futuristic kind of look. It's Xenon, but country.
Yeah. Cute. Exactly. I love Xenon.
Same.
We can do me. For me, I picked Peter Pettigrew.
Oh my god.
I think that would
that
be so funny.
Mole to your face.
Without the finger.
I think it's time for me.
Without the finger.
And you gotta tape down your finger.
From the cute Harry Potter characters.
You could be Bellatrix.
Oh, that would be fun. Ugh. Yeah, just like tease my hair a bunch. Okay, but on a more serious note, who has seen Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. Me. I have over here.
Kelly Kapowski's the Max waitress outfit.
Oh, cute. Yes. That'd be so cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yes.
The first, I like them equally, whatever. But so Brandy already said it, but I picked New York before you said Flavor Flav, which I was like, what the heck?
That's so funny.
But yeah, like imagine you being New York and like Pohai can be like pumpkin.
Oh my God.
And then you're just like, what? That'd be hilarious. I would like love that so much. I would appreciate it. If Pohai is listening, dress up like pumpkin. I'll let you dress up like New York.
I'll educate her.
Just take the picture. Or make Ona be pumpkin. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Or a Lenny.
He would do it. They would do it. She'd
fight with me.
Yeah. Hilarious. I also put a brat. I also put a Bratz doll.
I was thinking Bratz dolls.
Yeah.
I would like that.
So I was like, I feel like Ali could pull off like a cute little Bratz doll look, you know?
The platform boots.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, for Ali.
For me.
This first one.
I had to.
Oh my God.
For me.
This first one is just. Oh my gosh.
I'm done.
To you.
I'm done.
The first one is just for shits and giggles, but you know the cartoon, The American Dragon, Jake Long? I was thinking the girl version of that because it's, you know, American Chinese heritage.
Oh my God. Cute.
That's
cute. I like that. That's really cute. I wouldn't know. That's so out of the box.
And then for the other costumes, I had a bunch for you because any costume I picture you in, it's like a really nice, sleek, updo ponytail look. Okay. Super clean. So I have like anything with you in all white. So I was thinking like some type of ghost or mummy.
Angel.
Yeah, something all white. Like super clean and then like slick back hair. And then bomb ass makeup. And then the last one was a Kim Possible. Just because we love a badass.
Oh, I love that. You already know I'd be running around this town kicking and things.
Doing the flip.
The part. Doing the flip.
Okay, for Auli'i, I would pick, the first one I would pick is Hermione Granger from the Yule Ball.
Yes.
I just feel like.
A girl bought a dress.
Like this.
Did anyone find that?
I saw that.
I followed her after that.
Yes. I went off based off of movies that you love and love to quote.
Mm-hmm.
So for the second outfit, I would
before
pick.
Before you show, is it from She's the Man?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's what I
would pick
thinking.
Sebastian Hastings.
Yes!
Sebastian Hastings when he has a tampon shoved up his nose.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I love that.
Do we all just think alike?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
We have so many cross-connecting things.
Yeah,
I was like thinking about She's the Man, and I was like, dang, Ali would be quoting that movie the entire night.
Exactly.
I'm taking all of these down.
Bro. Bruh.
Brother? Word gene.
I got a life terminology.
My favorite scooter.
Sarah, you should make as a quote.
Nice to meet you.
You should make that.
For my first thing? Yeah, I already know. I have it written down on my list.
Okay, Alyssa, your turn.
My turn. I don't have a question for myself.
Oh, I'll tell you what I picked for you. I think you should either. I based this off of your love for singing and shows. So I said.
I also did that.
You should be Junie.
I also picked her.
I almost said that.
I was looking to recreate that look.
Yes, from the. What is the garage song when? Far, no.
Oh. The Edge of Great.
The Edge of Great.
Edge of Great.
Yes, with the butterflies.
Also, I also picked Julie from Julie and the Phantoms as well.
Cross.
That's crazy.
I love that.
Great minds think alike. Truly. And then the second outfit I would pick is Tori from Victorious.
Yes.
Right. The police brand. Officer from New Jersey. Officer.
Would you like some razor brand?
Yeah. Like, exactly that character, though.
Okay, I can't break it. Or
so,
else
yes,
out.
You have to be a rude police officer who only eats Raisin Brand from New Jersey with overline lipstick.
Amazing.
So, I also picked Julie and the Phantoms for the first one, but I was thinking not the butterfly scene, But the scene where she had those like baggy like pants on, I think mm-hmm. it was like in the first episode. You know what I'm talking about? The baggy ripped jeans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking that for Alyssa. Julie and the Phantoms. But then my second costume was like a character from the Newsies.
Oh, in that know, time period? Love that.
That, and that
I'd know, love that.
Dirty makeup, newspapers, overalls. You know what I'm saying?
My little, and, my yeah. newsboy hat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could see that.
Love that.
For Alyssa Lee in Halloween. I feel like she could achieve that, you know? Mm-hmm. And she would be, like, singing and doing, like,
I want nothing.
What else, like, you know, like, you, she'll be, like, clicking her heels everywhere. Like, do the little jump and click heels. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She would just get, like, be so happy that she's, like, at a newspaper.
Like, I'm, like, happy-go-lucky. Yeah. Like, click.
I literally can see you jumping and clicking your heels and, like, throwing a newspaper up in the air.
Mine for Alyssa? The first one was Xenon or Nebula. That's why I made that face when she said Xenon. Because, you know, that pink skirt, if you still have it from Spice Girls, like, that just kind of matched it. And then, like, your, like, you know, pink tails, stuff like that. Or Neb, because we love a brown-skinned girl.
Here he is. She said boom, boom, boom.
The second one was to be the lady that's the logo of Tea Time.
Shut
I
up. Love her.
Oh my god.
I want to be her.
The apron, like the little pink bandana on the head.
And imagine me getting a little mm-hmm. short wig.
Alyssa, I think you have to do that.
Oh my god. I totally yes. get reposted and noticed. If I did it.
noticed.
Period.
Noticed.
Oh my gosh, that's so I love cute. That.
You should go to Tea Time just like that. Yeah, and get Bulba and be like, take a picture with like the Tea Time cup.
Maybe they'll give it to you for free.
Yeah, maybe. Just be like, I really love Tea Time. Like, you're my favorite.
And they know this because they know yes. you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Can you imagine if we like all like wore what we picked for each other?
That'd be so funny. That'd
be so fun.
So much fun. This is like why I love us, because none of our costumes were like, so I can imagine you wearing skin tight snakeskin.
Yeah.
All of us, like, we all had like
yeah.
funny like costumes that we're all interested in.
Yeah. I thought it was all the costumes that I picked were super like bland no, and boring that no. everybody would,
I feel,
would usually pick. But I guess
I feel like
not.
Alyssa, I love if it. You were Julie, I would be Alex.
Dude. Because I love
Brandy
you so
would
much.
Be Reggie.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I'll leave you.
You're yeah. Luke.
That's exactly what it would be.
We have chemistry. I believe that was just one dream. Away from who we're meant to be.
Because we're standing on, right? Standing on the edge of great, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sing it because I don't sound like that.
Who would be who in Scooby-Doo?
I feel like, Sarah, I feel like you would
be Velma.
Yeah, I feel like Alyssa would be Velma. I think, Sarah, you would be either Shaggy or...
I was going to say Shaggy. Yeah. Myself.
And then Aliers, I kind of want to say you would either be Daphne or Fred. But I kind of going with Daphne.
I'm going with Daphne as well.
I've always wanted to be Velma.
You really could be a good Velma.
That's my grandma's name.
Oh, cute.
Side note.
Grandma should be Velma this year.
I know.
Hi, Grandma. You know, we always said this, but we've never been in the Cheetah Girls.
I feel like
in the iconic jumpsuit. We should have done it. We should have done it.
We could have bought them on Amazon. I don't know why we didn't think.
Or even South Club has it.
Dances.
Like, yes, because we know that.
The Flagstaff girls to dress up as them, but they couldn't have pulled off the dances.
That's true.
Imagine if we went to a Halloween party as the Cheetah Girls and they put on the Cheetah Girls, the party's just begun.
We
and
would
we
have.
We just broke out into dance. They were trying to just meme on us and be like, there's no way.
No,
but we,
there's a way.
We pull it off.
No, I don't care.
Exactly.
We would literally you push thought, people out of the way to do our dance.
Oh, 100%.
Like, we would make the DJ
clear the dance floor.
Yeah. I'd be like, excuse me.
I would literally be like,
can you please move? Thank you. All right. So catch us in pictures of costumes and as Flavor Flav and New York and Scooby-Doo and Julie.
All that good stuff.
And Julie.
Peter Pettigrew, maybe.
Oh, my God. It is that time, Brown Sugar Hour listeners, that we gotta go our own way.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait. first of all, Sarah has a microphone that we're recording on, but she chooses to speak into the microphone that isn't in plugged character. Into anything. Like, I'm she's for real on stage.
What time is it?
It's time to go.
What time is it?
Summer. Summertime. Time to go.
Okay, be sure to keep up with us. Turn on your post notifications if you are a Spotify listener. Give us some stars. Give us some likes on whatever.
Give us five. Five is the minimum.
Keep following us on Instagram at grove.girls to keep up with us. And that's when we post little snippets of our podcast and just like some weekly things. With that being said.
Number five, signing off.
Toodles.
And I am taking off my gold hoops to match my Gryffindor attire because I'm going to go fight a girl in the parking lot. So,
oh, because she said she's a Hogwarts.
Catch me outside.
So wish and flick once again. Leviosa, not Leviosa. Period.
We are sticking to the status quo. We are peacing out. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.